what you are experiencing is truth and knowledge in the place where liberal intellectual immaturity is exposed and determined patriotism is born. You're on The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where intellectual maturity is born and determined patriotism is the way we approach life. Thank you for joining us all around the world. We are happy that you're with us. If you're watching us, you're either on beck.news or perhaps my website, dougbillings.us, as well as all of the major podcast platforms around the planet. So again, thank you for watching. Hey, we have a big day for you today. A lot of information is going to be coming your way with regards to the theft of an American election and the foreign countries, the domestic perpetrators, the foreign perpetrators of this theft of an election. This has weighed heavily on everyone's mind since the election in November. There clearly was, I'm hesitant to even use the word election in its truest sense. What we have had really is a selection of a candidate who, in my view, and you know, those of you who watch this show, you've never heard me refer to Administrator Biden as President Biden. He clearly is not. And I think that when this is all said and done, when we speak to and hear the information that our guest today has, you will be convinced more than ever that President Trump probably received, as I've always said, close to 100 million votes. And and I tell you that it's infuriating. It's maddening. I understand people out there who have a sense of hopelessness and helplessness about that situation. But as I've also said, we must remain diligent and hopeful and engage in that determined patriotism that I speak so often about. That's the hard work of it all. The determined patriotism that we speak about on the show involves us not just sitting on the couch and turning into conservative snowflakes and complaining and whining and wondering why somebody else can't solve these problems, but it's the determined patriotism that we engage in that gets the work done. Involvement in your local level, doing research. And I've got to tell you that Maria Zach, our guest today, has done exactly that. You want to meet someone who has engaged in determined patriotism? Well, this may be our patron saint of determined patriotism. Maria Zach has done an incredible amount of work with regards to election fraud and integrity involving the interference of foreign countries, et cetera. She's the CEO and founder of just a number of businesses currently involved with Nations in Action. And she is going to tell us a little bit about her background and tell us specifically what she's discovered with regards to all of these things that I've just mentioned. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you Maria Zach. Maria, thank you for being with us today on The Right Side with Doug Billings. I really appreciate this. And I'm looking forward very much indeed to hearing what you have to say.
Well, Doug, I can't thank you enough for having me on The Right Side. It is an opportunity to help educate America about the truth in the theft of America. It's not just the theft of the election. It was a concerted effort. And honestly, even shocking to someone like me who has been involved for over 30 years in the political world, and to understand the underpinnings that went into the strategy. It was brilliant strategy, very well thought out, very well funded, funded externally and internally with US taxpayer dollars. And as your listeners will learn, this is all unfolding. It is still a very much ongoing operation. We have had a lot of accomplishments in the last 3 months. I wish it was quicker. I know everybody's hungry for a solution. They want to see the everything righted where it was wrong and stolen. And so I want everyone to know there is hope. We are making great strides, and we're going to keep the pressure on until it's out in the public.
Well, God bless you for everything that you're doing. And that's exactly the message that we've tried to speak out loud and often about, that there is every reason to remain hopeful. We have to give ourselves permission to be patient. And it's difficult You know, when people are ripped off, we often want immediate justice and immediate return of our goods. And in this case, we want the immediate returns of an election that was stolen from us. And before we dive in to the details about that, I want to hear about you. And I want to hear about specifically your nonprofit groups, Nations in Action. And I believe it Nations in Action Globally Lifting Up. Can you explain those and give us a little idea about what those are about?
Absolutely. My passion and pride and joy is that my husband and I, about 3.5 years ago, decided to start two nonprofits, 501c3, Nations in Action Globally Lifting Up, called GLU, and Nations in Action, the C4. The reason for two organizations from a C3 and a C4 perspective is that we noticed that there was a very big diversity of problems that are facing America. And when you drill down into the community, what the problem in poverty and solving poverty requires is just not working at the level that it's been approached by legislators today. They actually focus on some problems that aren't really the meat of the situation. And so we wanted to be able to go drill down into the community, lift people out of poverty, figure out the policy solutions, build the apparatus around the communities, and then do the advocacy and legislation that's required to actually fix what the problems are of why poverty exists. One of our signature programs is to eliminate property tax. We made great strides in that in the past year. Everybody should have the right to own their home. And what they've done in the municipal level and state levels is not told the truth on real math. When you do the calculations on property tax and what it costs to administer, is not the same cost to replace property tax. So I always wonder, and maybe it's graduate school that did this to me, but you know, when you look at implicit and explicit costs and opportunity costs, it is a travesty what property tax has done to our inner cities. And right now in Atlanta, what they've done to Martin Luther King's neighborhood, jacking up property tax so much as his neighbors and families and of friends of his for generations will be impacted forever, where they'll never live in that community because they cannot afford it.
I think that if when I think about Martin Luther King Jr. and the dream that he had for America, I can't help but think that he's up there in heaven looking down and shaking his head at these groups that have hijacked his movement, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, just to name a couple, and shaking his head and saying, not at all what I had in mind, my friends, not at all what I had in mind. But I think that you outlined something important, Maria, and I'm reminded of our founding fathers and how they intended this republic to be a republic of community, and that communities and each other would help lift their neighbor out of poverty. You know, if your barn burns down, it would be your neighbors who would come and rebuild the barn. It wouldn't be Big Brother government coming in and injecting and pushing their politics and their agenda upon us and giving us free stuff and promising to take care of us in return for really the bondage of politics, don't you think?
Absolutely. I'm very blessed to be a descendant of our forefathers who fought for this country and built this country. Colonel Timothy Matlack, who penned the Declaration of Independence and was the Continental Congress Secretary, was my sixth great-grandfather. And I can tell you, I've had great uncles and many relatives who have beat it in my head as to what this country stands for, what it means to be American. And it's not about, you know, one-upping one another. It's not about leveraging government for your own personal gain. It's about lifting each other up, because you thrive better when you're helping others. And that's what the beauty of Martin Luther King Jr. did of his pathway. And I feel like he's a wingman. We're all God's foot soldiers. And I just love everything that he stood for. And we need to find more leaders like that and band them together.
Absolutely. Well put. I've often said that, you know, the conservative side, our side, is the side that, rather than inflicting political agenda upon society to improve society, which is how the commu-socialist, and again, Maria, I don't think the Democratic Party exists anymore in terms of elected officials, so I call them commu-socialists, where they've blended communism and socialism together. But I think the conservative movement would say that in order to improve society, we have to improve the individual first. When we improve the individual, societies therefore improve.
Absolutely. It's imperative that we understand our Christian obligations to love one another. And starting with the basics is very simple. And I love that you lead with values and virtues. And it's really that simple, Doug, re-injecting values and virtues back into society.
All right. Maria, we're going to take an extraordinary caravan trip and sojourn into capitalism right here as we take a break. So stay with me, please, Maria. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with Maria Zach on The Right Side with Doug Billings.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings. I want to remind you, as I usually do, about my friend, the Commander's Artist. He's a personal friend of mine in the show. He's also a personal friend of General Michael Flynn. He's created a lot of the artwork that you see behind me, the logos and the banners for the show. I've got President Trump up over there in my head there in the background, my chosen leader, one of my favorites. And check this one out. He just created a portrait for me. There I am on the white horse, The Right Side with Doug Billings, saving the Republic from intellectual immaturity everywhere. But if you have a room in your house that you've been considering changing into a patriotic themed room, maybe it's your man cave, maybe it's your woman cave, check out thecommandersartist.com. And at the time of purchase, ladies and gentlemen, at the time of purchase, if you enter the promo code Doug, you will get discounts on the artwork. International shipping is available. Check him out, thecommandersartist.com. Cheers.
Hi, Hunter Ellis here for Night Hero Binoculars by Atomic Beam. These binoculars let you see anything, even in pitch black darkness. Gotcha.
The secrets are powerful wide-angle atomic beam laser that reveals objects up to 150 yards away hidden by darkness.
During the day, Night Hero gives you 10 times magnification. And when the sun goes down, press the Night Bright button to see clearly in the dark.
Light up garbage-eating critters or spot thieves before they even get close.
Call or click now and get Night Hero binoculars for just $39.99.
Order right now and you can double it.
Plus, get our best-selling atomic beam flashlight. Just pay a separate fee.
We'll even ship them to you free.
This TV special offer is not available on Amazon. You can get it all, but you have to order now.
Call 1-800-619-1091. That's 1-800-619-1091. Or visit by nighthero.com. That's by nighthero.com. Order now.
Hi, it's me, Anthony Sullivan. And yes, you've actually caught me at home relaxing because life's been pretty worry-free since I got coverage with American Residential Warranty.
You won't believe what ARW covers.
Heating and air conditioning, washers and dryers, kitchen appliances, plumbing, water heaters, electrical systems, flat screens and laptops, even pools and spas, and so much more.
Call American Residential Warranty. They'll get you covered.
1-800-219-1467.
Attention, have you or a loved one suffered from maculopathy, a serious retinal injury? After taking the prescription drug Almiron for interstitial cystitis or bladder pain syndrome? In 2018, a researcher at the Emory School of Medicine linked Almiron, a prescription drug that treats interstitial cystitis or bladder pain syndrome, to maculopathy, which is sight-threatening and can cause an abrupt change of vision. Call Almiron Justice for a free legal consultation.
Please call 800-395-5680.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Today, Maria Zach is with us. Maria, I want to get into a topic that I'm sure that we could spend probably months talking about because it's a deep and broad topic. But take us down and take us down the pathway of your story, your background, into the research that you've done with regards to the election fraud that has happened in the United States.
Sure, Doug. Basically, Nations in Action has done work in election fraud for a number of years, and we were the ones who outed the mess in Broward County, Florida in 2018, where they were holding your ballots while you voted and have worked on many legislative efforts in that regard. When the election was approaching, we noticed some things not right, and we were working in Georgia heavily, in Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Wisconsin. And as things escalated after the election, we were absolutely astonished when we were called by a person that I had met in the business community who said, can you meet immediately, that we've gotten some information out of Italy and would you work with us on it? And I said, absolutely. If it's the proof that we have that shows the theft of the election, count us in, because America deserves to know. So we found out that a gentleman was at work one day, goes home, tells his wife, gosh, it's really odd. This is in Italy. He says to her, it's really odd that we're interfering with the American election. And she asked, what are you talking about? And he told her that he was instructed at work to upload code to change the election results in America's elections on the night from November 3rd into November 4th. And she, being related to people in the Intel community and working with that community, she immediately notified them. They did a deep dive and ended up finding a lot of things. They already knew some things were not right in the United States Embassy. But what they discovered was that this gentleman, Mr. Delio, being an employee of Leonardo, one of the largest defense contractors in the world, funded by US taxpayers for multiple contracts in the military space, as well as overseeing NSA, the military apparatus, and the embassies, the communications, that they were in direct communication with our U.S. Embassy, a gentleman named Stefano Serafini, on the second floor of the Via Veneto location of the Rome Embassy, coordinated this effort. A U.S. employee, until the day before the elections, he made sure he could retire officially so his pension wouldn't be jeopardized should he be caught, which I want a full prosecution and investigation on him. He ends up going and meeting with General Graziano. Claudio Graziano is the head of the EU from a military perspective, as well as Italy. Mr. Graziano took him across the street to the hotel that is there on Via Veneto, and they met with a man named Mancato, who is part of the FATA subsidiary of Leonardo. Mancato has an apartment in the St. Regis building where they were meeting. So they had these meetings to prepare the pathway, and it started in about February of 2020 in how they would use the Italian satellites at Leonardo at the Pescara facility to steal the election. And it was a backstop. It was that they had other things going, from what we were told in our research and the Intel community providing to us. They actually were planning multiple things, but they felt they needed another piece just so they could ensure the switch of the votes.
So, Maria, the one thing, what question that comes to mind, because I've heard so many conspiracy theories with regards to this, and the Leonardo satellite system, let me ask you a question. And I readily admit that I am not an expert, as you are, in this. Are the Leonardo satellites, who owns the Leonardo sat? Is it the country Italy, or does someone else have
I believe it's 34% is owned by the Italian people, and the remainder is private. Now, they just tried to have a U.S. subsidiary go public, and my understanding is that was just squashed, which we are very grateful, because this is a major theft of America, and they should be investigated fully.
Agreed. Well, so one of the myths is that in this, you know, so much outrageous stuff is out there. We have to be careful with the information that we see when we that we receive. One of the rumors was that the Vatican owned these Leonardo set. And I thought, that sounds a little ridiculous.
I'm so glad you brought that up, Doug. There is so much misinformation intentional to thwart this information from coming out. You're seeing arrests of the president, and he's in handcuffs. they have done that on purpose, because when the truth does come out and you see someone in handcuffs, everyone will be dispelling it. And, oh, Italy did it. You know, they're, oh yeah, that was a rumor. That wasn't true. So they're totally trying to dismantle the story, but they can't. We know it was General Graziano. We know it was Stefano Serafini. We now know the name of the CIA guys who were involved. Three guys left Germany, came in, didn't register at the Rome embassy, went over to the Pescara location of Leonardo. We know that they met with Arturo Delio. Delio, when we released data and information through some of the press outlets there, people flipped out in Italy, and they immediately locked down the country, and they fired their IT cybersecurity guy for Italy. They changed out their communications guy. Leonardo had their president arrested under house arrest, and they had Arturo Delio arrested and put in a jail in Naples. So this isn't like fairy tale land. This is cause and effect. We have them. We have the goods. We know who did it, how they did it, where they did it, and why they did it. And we know who funded it.
All right. So the primary takeaway for me is, as a guy who is Catholic, is the Vatican doesn't own satellites, and the Vatican hasn't infiltrated anybody's election. Italy has, perhaps, but the Vatican is in the clear.
Yeah. And actually, you know, there's several players involved, and I can't speak to the Vatican piece mainly because I know, just like in government in America, government in Italy and the Vatican as well are split. There's conservatives and there's liberal wings. So it's hard to say, you know, you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. It's not all of America's bad. It's not all of Italy is bad, nor all of the Vatican. And I'm glad you brought that piece up, because there was a moment where the Vatican saved the life of an American during this journey, as well as some Italians who had to flee and we had to rescue in the middle of the night. It was a very frightening time from the end of December into January.
Maria, what else needs to be addressed, in your opinion, with regards to rumors about this whole thing, rumors and conspiracy theories? Is there anything else, in your opinion, that needs to be addressed?
Yeah, I think it's important for people to understand who knew what they knew, when they knew, and how long have they known it. And a lot of people in Washington know about the Italy story. And I'm told often, Maria, they can't talk to you about this because then they'd be responsible for having to do something about it. And some people had the information, like Sidney Powell, General Flynn. We personally were providing that information very early on in November, and they held it for 5 weeks from the president. And people say, why? And I said, well, they were inundated with so much fake news, fake information, that by the time the real information came about, they didn't. So it's very difficult for them to understand how to discern, and they were infiltrated by MI6. And that's a whole nother piece of this story, is the role of MI6 and Alexander Nix, both in the 2018 and 2016 elections. So you have 2018 elections that were in Italy, and you had the 2016 presidential election where Alexander Nix was heavily involved. So you definitely have a lot of information and disinformation, and going into Russia collusion, which I never thought I'd be a part of. But now I'm realizing it's a way deeper pond that I have gotten into. And I'm happy to say God's entrusted a good group of people, because we have an army who's fighting to get this truth out.
Absolutely. And as we've said, not only is this a political human war that we're in, there is a spiritual element to all of this as well that I believe is raging in the world as well. I mean, literally the powers of darkness against the powers of good. And it's good to see you, as we say, one of the good guys, finding out and giving us this information. I want to talk about, when we come back, I want to talk about nations in action specifically, and talk to you about how in the world that organization that you head up, that you founded, got involved, and a little bit about some of the information that you get. And I'm certain that you can't name names, but I want to give the audience a sense of how Nations in Action gets the information that you've uncovered, because it's absolutely astounding. I think it's absolutely astounding and incredible. I think there's a natural question and a desire to know, well, how does this information come to light with regards to this group?
Absolutely.
All right. We will, ladies and gentlemen, speaking with Maria Zach here today on the right side with Doug Billings and the incredible amount of information that she has uncovered, her organization has uncovered with regards to not only the fraud, but the foreign nations who perpetrated the act itself. I find it completely fascinating. I'm sure that you do as well. And we'll be right back after this break with Maria Zach. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings. I want to take a moment and talk to you about a team, the Blaze team. They found a way to not only develop this website in record time, but you can find them at blaze.team. They're a team of engineers, consultants, UI and UX designers, developers. They use so many words behind their names that I don't know what the heck it all means, but all I know is they're experts in putting together apps and websites, Android, iOS systems, applications, and development of all of that stuff. That if you need a website, if you need an app, if you need consultants to tell you what it's going to take to grow your business, the Blaze team is skilled in all of that. With programs and platforms like WordPress, Joomla, Drupal, all of the e-commerce solutions you could want to capture payments for your merchandise, your products, your service, your business, et cetera. They can do it all. WooCommerce, Magento 1 and 2, Shopify, Squarespace. Again, all of these words and things, I don't know how they do it. I couldn't begin to do what they do at the Blaze team, but they do it well. They did this website in record time as we were facing a major interview with General Michael Flynn, and I couldn't have been happier with the product. It's already getting attention. It's already getting worldwide attention, and they can do the same thing for you, ladies and gentlemen. Simply type in blaze.team in your web browser, and you will be right there with them, the Blaze team. Check them out. You won't be sorry. If you need anything with regards to web applications, design, consulting, they are your team. The Blaze team. Cheers.
Introducing the Cool Turtle, the ultra-comfortable mask enhancer that creates a protective, cool, and breathable space between your mask and your face. Simply slide under any mask or gaiter and immediately feel the refreshing pocket of air surrounding your face. Cool Turtle's ergonomically designed, soft, comfortable shell immediately reduces mask friction, allowing you to breathe and talk in a comfortable environment.
I can actually breathe. With the Cool Turtle, no more sweating.
It's like I don't even have a mask on.
Call now and get not one, not two, but three Cool Turtles for just $10. Order now and we'll send you two more Cool Turtles free. No fees, absolutely free. Plus, you can get a 10-pack of 4-ply face masks. Just pay a separate fee. This offer is not available on Amazon. Get the real Cool Turtle now.
Call 1-800-270-1219. That's 1-800-270-1219. Or visit getcoolturtle.com. Order now.
Hop in the rig and go down the road with me. We'll cover local and national stories that impact you.
What happens with national debt? Does anybody even care anymore?
Do you think Governor Burgum truly understands the legislative process?
You know, I think he's got a better understanding now than he did 2 years ago.
Why in the world are we having a conversation about being anti-vaccination?
Down the road with Joel Heitkamp weekdays at 5:30 Central on Beck News and online at beck.news.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where we continually point out the intellectual immaturity of liberals. Thank you very much. I feel it's my mission in life to do that. One person who is obviously helping us point out the depth, breadth, and width of election fraud is with us here today, Maria Zach. And we were talking offline here during the commercial break, Maria. My head is almost exploding with the things that you have told me. So right away, I want to dismiss and get into some of these conspiracies and with regards to what you know about Mike Pompeo, what he knows, your conversations with people like Steve Bannon. And let's start with this one. There is a rumor out there that after all of this started and happened with the election fraud, the chaos that resulted in Italy, that literally the Italian government fell, that it is now gone. It is collapsed. Now, is that true? And if so, tell us what you know.
That's absolutely true. In January, President Trump, the transition happened, obviously, and we had received an intercept from the Italian intelligence services that Joe Biden had ordered Renzi, the former prime minister who was close to Barack Obama, to actually take down the prime minister, Conte. And Conte, we knew, was hiding money in California, that he was given money, about $8 million in a bank in California. And so they were dismissing him now. Job well done. You're done. Let's pull our control for him and let's put someone more pro-China in. The pro-China party was very big and in control. It collapsed. It's now split in two. We were able to get a new party started called Republica. There was over 4 million new people, members, and over 50 members of parliament in just the first month. But what's disturbing, Doug, is the United States State Department, Thomas Smitham, and this is the first time I have said this name to everybody, this is new information, Thomas Smitham offered bribes to the head of the Republican Party, not once, but twice, and was trying to get her to shut down the party and offered her a seat in parliament. That is our tax dollars at work, a State Department employee. So some have to ask, what did Mike Pompeo know and when did he know it about the Rome embassy? Why was this not cleaned out? What was his role with Gina Haspel? Why was he meeting at the Vatican embassy, which had been closed 2 years prior in secret by setting everything up and not having people know where he was at and why? Why were they not able to help us get Arturo Delio out of there? He was willing to tell the truth and provide all the information and the code that was used with the Dominion machines on the satellites with Leonardo. We're at this stage where Leonardo is culpable and Italy is sitting there going, do we take down our own top industrial employer at a time of COVID and people having lost jobs and wages? And it's very difficult for them as a country. But the new country, the new government that has come in, have been conducting massive investigations. They just arrested Conte's money guy. They know the money's in California. They know that he's dirty. We have had the hashtag Conte come clean for months. So there has been a cause and effect of every information I have shared for months now has now come to fruition. And we know that there is a major investigation into a key American who will shock everybody. It's Barack Obama. And that is new information as well. And it's about the money, the 14 pallets of cash that were stolen from the Iran deal. It's $400 million. And we are going to get that money back from Mr. Obama, and we are going to send him to prison where he deserves to go.
Is Nations in Action spearheading that endeavor, Maria?
Yes, we are actually doing the research and helping supply the information, and we're going to let all of America know. We are not spearheading it from an Italian government perspective, clearly, but we have been alerted to this investigation, to the information, and we will work hard on the U.S. side to make sure America knows what happened, that food off of their table, money out of their pockets of these struggling families has just been stolen for the good of individuals who wanted to have control, greed, and power, and that's what it's about.
My gosh, who is helping you get this information, and who is trying to thwart your efforts?
Well, it's felt a little lonely out here because a lot of people are like, oh, you know, there's so much out there, Russia collusion, whoa, you know, people going crazy, going, oh my gosh, fake news. And I'm laughing going, bring it on, prove me wrong. And that's what we have said all along. And a lot of the interviews that I've given, it's the reporters, who I call the real reporters, the you guys, Doug, the Dougs of the world that are out there, Mike from ITN, he actually did an open records request to the State Department on Stefano Serafini, and they gave him some date of 2026 and denied his first request. So it's the government has been blocking us. I did send in an affidavit. We hired an attorney in Italy, and I'm very grateful to the people who have been funding us and starting to have a cash flow. My husband's grateful as well because it's been out of our pocket and huge debt. And we have to keep funding, securing people and these attorneys, because they are helping us. And we got the affidavit of Arturo Delio actually admitting that he did it in court. And this affidavit by this top premier attorney sent shockwaves. He was on the cover of all the Italian papers because of his level of expertise as a constitutional Italian lawyer, saying, yes, the theft happened and it happened in Italy. So America's going to be waking up to the real bad truth that this happened. And then the question is, what should be done? Who should go to jail? Why should they? What kind of investigation? What kind of investigation that we can trust? And so thank goodness Mr. Durham is out there. I hope that I can help and that he's seeing some of these interviews. I hope everyone will send him these interviews. There are pieces that connect with the Durham investigation. Early on, when the Italian government people reached out to me, they knew they couldn't reach out to the Italian government, and they reached out to friends of mine, and we started working on this. They were like, look, we have all this information. We have proof. We have pictures. They gave me pictures of CIA guys. We actually now have identified the CIA guys. And through the work of people on our posting at our nationsinaction.org website, we actually have people providing evidence and names of individuals who have been involved. So we're building this dossier, and we were able to also supply the information to the White House that Mifsud, who was involved Papadopoulos, bringing him down and in the whole Russia collusion scam, was being hidden and was in Greece. He went from Italy to Greece to the UAE. So we knew exactly where he was. And so we provided that information, and I hope Mr. Durham has gotten him and can question him appropriately.
Wow. I mean, that's about all I can say. So many of the people, you know, based on what you've just said, there seems to me, at least, the burning question is, how long is it going to take until we finally see people being arrested and justice being served? In your opinion, how long are we away from that?
It's tough. It's been hard. We've had very little funding. We've had very little help. Our website guy got in a car crash and went through a house, actually. And so we have struggled as an organization in getting the support. We just had a lawyer donate services to assist us, and we continue to struggle. And it's lonely out here. There are a lot of people who could step up, and Congress, it's shameful what has taken place on both sides of the aisle. So this is not partisan.
Well, we will do everything that we can in our power to help you, Maria. This program, we will put your information up on the screen. Where can people find you?
Nationsinaction.org and info@nationsinaction.org.
We'll make sure that we publicize that and put that up there on the screen throughout this interview. And I'll talk to you offline. Maybe we get you on my website as well and have a page for you so that people land there, they can find you more readily and more easily. This is so important to the nation and to the world, quite frankly, that we will gladly do everything that we can on this program to help.
Thank you, Doug. That's what we need.
You bet. Ladies and gentlemen, speaking with Maria Zack, an absolutely incredible interview. Stay with us. We're going to take another wonderful, glorious, fantastic trip into the world of capitalism. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream sheets. When you buy one set of sheets, you'll get another set absolutely free.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings. Please make sure that you head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Can't imagine that I'm saying those words on my program, but I am. Check them out. MyPillow.com. If you feel like you want to use the phone to place your order, that's okay. 1-800-873-0413. In either case, whether it's MyPillow.com or the phone number, make sure that you use the promo code BECK, that's B-E-K, for that great MyPillow product at a great price. Thanks again, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, mypillow.com, 1-800-873-0413. Thank you very much indeed for watching us here on The Right Side with Doug Billings. Cheers.
Non-attorney spokesperson. This is a paid advertisement for legal services sponsored by Nightline Legal. Cases assigned on a random basis to participating law firms.
This drug remains approved by the FDA.
If you or a loved one regularly took Zantac and were later diagnosed with cancer, call right now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. Potential cancers include bladder cancer, colon cancer, kidney cancer, stomach cancer, liver cancer, pancreatic cancer. Do not stop taking a prescribed medication without first consulting with your doctor. Discontinuing a prescribed medication without your doctor's advice can result in injury or death.
Call 1-800-230-9210.
Seniors, are you aware that you could pay less for your car insurance?
Seniors can save money on their car insurance.
You might save a little, you might save a lot.
Maybe hundreds of dollars a year.
You might save 5% a year, maybe 10%, 15%, or even more.
That's a lot of money.
So call right now and find out just how much money you might be able to save.
1-800-699-0761. 1-800-699-0761.
Hi, it's me, Anthony Sullivan. And yes, you've actually caught me at home relaxing because life's been pretty worry-free since I got coverage with American Residential Warranty.
You won't believe what ARW covers.
Heating and air conditioning, washers and dryers, kitchen appliances, plumbing, water heaters, electrical systems, flat screens and laptops, even pools and spas, and so much more. Call American Residential Warranty. They'll get you covered.
1-800-219-1467.
Big shout out to North Dakota and Beck News, where you can watch the Dr. Duke Show each weekday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time.
North Dakota is one of the last bastions of sanity in our republic. The legislature consistently passes pro-life and family legislation. This session, North Dakota legislature is trying to thwart efforts to allow boys to say they are girls and play on girls' sports teams. Go North Dakota.
And thanks for carrying the Dr. Duke Show on Beck TV.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where the passion, charisma, rugged good looks, and the intellectual maturity is always obvious and on full display. We have with us today Maria Zach. It's been an incredible morning here for us on The Right Side with Doug Billings. The information that Maria has is, I mean, in my opinion, second to none with regards to the fraud that we experienced in this country and the perpetrators involved on a global scale. Maria, welcome back. Glad you're here.
Thank you, Doug. Thanks so much.
Hey, what do you think? Why is it in the United States that the Congress, you know, both houses of Congress, the FBI, the Department of Justice, the CIA, whomever, have completely dropped the ball? And we have people like you with Nations in Action, and we have the incredible Mike Lindell, you know, two civilians, in other words, doing all of this work and digging up all of this information and bringing truth to light. What is it? What does that say about the state of affairs in Washington, D.C.?
It says Mike Lindell is one heck of a guy, and what a great American, and what a trooper for stepping up. I would say it's a tragic day in America to wake up to the reality of how long this effort has been underway, how selfish a lot of the politicians have been, how greedy they have been. I think a total revamp of how Congress and elected officials function needs to occur. I think both parties should be held responsible and should be conducting massive rule changes. They should first start with injecting God into everything that they do. Number two, they should inject the Constitution into everything they do. Number three, they should inject the actual party members into the caucus meetings. You want to see a shell shock of people in power who think they hold the cards? Right there, the American people need to take back their parties. We have a two-party system, and it has been hijacked. And it's been hijacked by selfish, greedy people. And government should act and function in a way where they can hire and fire at will. It's no different than in many of the states, right to work. Until we get our bureaucracy under control, we do thorough investigations of the departments, including the CIA and their activities in the theft of this election, what they did in Germany. And I know others can speak to that. Mike can speak to the other countries. I'm the authority on Italy. And I can tell you It's mind-blowing to understand our State Department has been using our tax dollars. The government has been used as a weapon against America to take us down.
Wow. Maria, what's the response that you get from media, other people, other with regards to this investigation? I can only imagine. I think I can imagine quite a bit. But what has been the response to your interviews like this one?
You know, it's everybody has said that they have had the most responses they've ever had in any of their podcasts or interviews. And then they keep asking, well, where is Maria? How is Maria? And I'm very grateful for the prayers and concern because it has been scary. My family has had many threats. They've gone after us in many ways personally and trying to throw us onto defense. We will not stop. Let me make that very clear. America deserves the truth. God put us in this position. He's led us to call this organization Nations in Action for a reason. People thought I was crazy when I first named it. They're like, oh no, America in Action. I said, no, it's about nations and there's something happening. And God led us down this path. And I can tell you, Doug, you know, my safety is important and that of my family, but this country is something worth dying for. And God has put us in this position to stand up and speak out and have courage. And that is what is missing from elected officials today. They will not tell their own constituents what took place in a caucus meeting and the truth of taking down different members if they don't support Kevin McCarthy and others. Kevin McCarthy needs to go. The cabal that has been used to infiltrate this on both parties need to go. The people who push national popular vote need to go. The Soros network of corporations and community groups need to be fully investigated. The money flow back and forth from government into these organizations was all a ploy and used to help take down America and make people believe things that they shouldn't. So we've got a lot of work to do where people will know the truth and understand who was culpable.
Maria, is there any truth? You mentioned George Soros, and it reminded me yet again of another rumor that I've heard. Has George Soros' bank account been frozen or apprehended in any way?
I can't speak to that. What I do know is that his groups have been heavily organized for years, and we were given a heads up in Georgia, Florida, Arizona, and Maryland 4.5 years ago. We were told that those would be the top targeted states, and now looking back, it's like, wow, you know, having had that information and trying to stop it was important to me. I just didn't know how many Republicans would be on the take and participate in those efforts.
Right. And I think that's a topic for another show. I would love to talk to you about the rhinos and how there's a plethora of them, and clearly identify with, you know, people that you have just named. They need, I mean, Ben Sasse, Mitt Romney, McCarthy, Mitch McConnell. I mean, we can go on and on. But I'm curious with regards to what is next with regards to your investigation, Maria, what's next? And then I want to talk to you about what needs to happen to fix all of this, but what's next?
I think it's important for everyone to know that we're still applying pressure in Italy. We're still receiving more information and doing deep dives. We want a picture of Stefano Serafini. I'm begging people of McLean, Virginia, send us pictures of him, send us his real name, send us information on Thomas Smithen, Smithen, with the embassy. We want dossiers built on these people. We want to be able to supply this for full evidence. And we want Christopher Wray to stand up and be a man and be an American and do the right thing. And I'm begging for John Durham to do the same. I think he is a good man. I think he's working hard. My understanding is he is working hard, but he is being blocked also. And time for our government organizations to be held accountable. And I think every employee at the State Department should be given an affidavit that is provided by law enforcement. I think our sheriffs need to step up in the counties where election fraud took place and also do affidavits where employees, if they participated or witnessed, they must state so or state otherwise that they did not. And that's fair. That should be part of the job in every election.
Okay, Maria, so with the time that we have left, and I may just ask you to stay over to the next segment of the show, and I know that we didn't plan on that, but this is so important. What just simply, will the election be overturned?
I believe it will be. I believe the truth is coming out. I also believe Joe Biden's about to step down because the intercept that I was provided yesterday said that. And they have been right every step of the way. So if Joe Biden steps out and they put Kamala Harris in as in that position, they're trying to make it harder to remove her. This is about theft. This isn't about color. This isn't about race. This isn't about gender. This is about theft of America and theft of the election. And every American deserves the truth. And every American needs to call out people who aren't investigating. If anyone says this isn't true, they are liars. They need to come and see me personally because I am happy to tell them the truth about what happened. And so I'm ready to take anyone on, Doug.
Ladies and gentlemen, nationinactions.org, you've got to, nationsinaction.org, you've got to look this group up and give Maria some support. Maria, and we're almost up against a break. Are you able to stay over just for a few more minutes?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's do that. Let's make sure that we answer the last few remaining questions that I have for you. I'm sure that America and the world is watching and listening to this, and we need to. I feel like there's much more that we need to answer. Specifically, when we come back from the break, I want to get specific about what needs to happen to fix election fraud. What else are you all working on, and where do we go next? We'll talk about that when we come right back, ladies and gentlemen. I've got Maria Zach with us. She's going to come back for the closing segment of the show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Do you worry about going to the dentist? After all, a visit to the dentist can easily cost $2,000 or more. Well, relax. The Carefree Dental Card is now available in your area. Call now and we'll send your actual card at no cost today. With the Carefree Dental Card, you go to the dentist whenever you need and you instantly pay a lot less. Activate your card and you can start using it immediately. From exams and cleanings to more expensive procedures like crowns, dentures, even braces, they're all included with the Carefree Dental Card. Say you go to the dentist today without any card and your bill is, well, ouch. Wait a minute, let's try that again. You go to the dentist today and show your Carefree Dental Card, you save $525. The Carefree Dental Card is just $15.95 a month, so call now and make going to the dentist carefree.
Call 1-800-416-5739 to receive your Carefree Dental Card information kit. 1-800-416-5739. Call now.
We're the Ladies of Another View, bringing you a fresh view on local issues.
Thank you for your patience and understanding.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that the most condescending, rude email you've ever received?
Well, welcome to
national
the third
news.
Term of a certain president. I really believe that.
And different perspectives you won't get on the mainstream media. Watch us weekday afternoons at 4:30 Central Time on Beck News and at beck.news.
I can't say enough good things about these nano hearing aids.
Real people talking about nano hearing aids.
The hearing quality is great.
Until now, hearing aids used to be too expensive for the average person. Until nano. Call now and you'll get your nano hearing aids for only $297. You'll save $100. When you buy one hearing aid, nano will give you a second hearing aid free. Call right now.
1-800-213-3815.
Watch No Filter with me, Debbie Schlussel, for no-nonsense, unfiltered analysis of the news that matters to you. You'll see engaging guests.
It began a 444-day nightmare.
Entertaining analysis, and it has everything to do with something that happened in history. And honest movie reviews. Trust me, this is just atrocious. No Filter with Debbie, weeknights at 10 p.m. Central on Beck News and online at beck.news.
Attention, have you or a loved one suffered from maculopathy, a serious retinal injury? After taking the prescription drug Almiron for interstitial cystitis or bladder pain syndrome? In 2018, a researcher at the Emory School of Medicine linked Almiron, a prescription drug that treats interstitial cystitis or bladder pain syndrome, to maculopathy, which is sight-threatening and can cause an abrupt change of vision. Call Almiron Justice for a free legal consultation.
Please call 800-395-5680.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where you are the most intellectually mature audience in all of podcast land. Welcome back. Maria Zach is with us for the full hour today, ladies and gentlemen. Maria, let's just dive. We only have a few minutes left in the closing segment. What needs to happen in order to fix the broken election system in the United States?
First and foremost, every state needs to rescind their electors, and they need to take it to the Supreme Court if they need to. They have the ultimate constitutional authority. Sheriffs need to step up and do their job in each of the elections. And I would say that the United States Justice Department and the FBI contained within that need to immediately act. The head of the FBI needs to act. They need to come out and tell the American people if there are investigations and what they are doing to get this information from Italy. I'm happy to connect them with the people that they need to speak with. And I think that we're at a stage where Italy did it, but Italy is going to be the one that saves America at this stage. And it's not America that's stepping up. I think Americans need to step up and hold their elected officials accountable. And I hope that they will help push and promote this information on all their social media outlets. We need the hashtags Conte Come Clean. We need people to start telling the truth. We have Arturo Delio, we have Renzi, we have Conte, we have Ms. Fissoud, we have the current prime minister, we have Biden, we have Graziano, we have NATO, we know people in Serbia know what's going on, we have the U.S. military who knows what's going on, we have Stefan Serafini, we have Thomas Smithen, we have Charles Robertson, the bald CIA guy that has been identified that we know is guilty, we know Mike Pompeo was involved, we know Nix was involved. This is a full list of people. I could go on and on who have.
Maria, so I think that the White House is beginning to lay the groundwork for the exit of Joe Biden. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. And I think that it has been part of the plan all along, but it helps protect Mr. Biden, or so he thinks, from being culpable. What he's missing is there are intercepts of his phone calls into Renzi and Conte, more into Renzi. Conte. So we know that he was planning to give up one of our military bases in Italy and was acting in very suspicious manner.
Well, the White House itself, the webpage, their official site, listed as the Biden's administration. They don't call it the Biden administration, where every other presidency has been called the president's administration. But Maria, we're up against the closing here. I need to just say thank you. We're going to get you some, we're going to put this up on the screen. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much, Doug. God bless you and all you do.
God bless you as well. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching The Right Side with Doug Billings. We are the place where intellectual maturity is born and determined patriotism is the marching order. God bless you. God bless the world. Cheers.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one set of sheets, you'll get another set absolutely free.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you worry about going to the dentist? After all, a visit to the dentist can easily cost $2,000 or more. Well, relax. The Carefree Dental Card is now available in your area. Call now and we'll send your actual card at no cost today. With the Carefree Dental Card, you go to the dentist whenever you need and you instantly pay a lot less. Activate your card and you can start using it immediately. From exams and cleanings to more expensive procedures like crowns, dentures, even braces, they're all included with the Carefree Dental Card. Say you go to the dentist today without any card and your bill is, well, ouch. Wait a minute, let's try that again. You go to the dentist today and show your Carefree Dental Card, you save $525. The Carefree Dental Card is just $15.95 a month,
So call now and make going to the dentist carefree.
Call 1-800-416-5739 to receive your Carefree Dental Card information kit. 1-800-416-5739. Call now.
I'm Rick Becker from No Apologies. Welcome to your After Hours Oasis of Sanity.
How can these people not see that they're just clowns?
We help simplify and educate you on things going on in the legislature and around the country.
Asking the hard-hitting questions.
But also having Flea Stack and Sid and Marty Krofft stuff, and we've talked about that sometimes. It's bad.
Watch us weeknights at 9 Central on Beck News and online at beck.news.
Beck Communications is hiring. Beck Communications is seeking qualified candidates for plant technicians in our Wheatland, North Dakota location. Beck Communications is an equal opportunity employer. To view the job details, visit www.beck.coop. To apply, email your cover letter and resume to careers@bechtel.coop. Beck Communications, making connections that matter.
Hop in the rig and go down the road with me. We'll cover local and national stories that impact you.
What happens with national debt? Does anybody even care anymore?
Do you think Governor Burgum truly understands the legislative process?
You know, I think he's got a better understanding now than he did 2 years ago.
Why in the world are we having a conversation about being anti-vaccination?
Down the road with Joel Heitkamp weekdays at 5:30 Central on Beck News and online at beck.news.